U.S. voters have returned the Republican Party to control of both houses of the U.S. Congress for the first time since 2006. In election results on Tuesday, Republican candidates for state governors won re-election in tightly contested races in the states of Florida, Michigan, and Wisconsin, while winning state houses from Democrats in Maryland, Massachusetts, and President Obama's home state of Illinois. On Wednesday, Mr. Obama held a post-election news conference where he said his work with the newly elected Congress was already underway.
First, I'm submitting a request to Congress for funding to ensure that our doctors, scientists, and troops have the resources that they need to combat the spread of Ebola in Africa and to increase our preparedness for any future cases here at home. Second, I'm going to begin engaging Congress over a new authorization to use military force against ISIL. The world needs to know we are united behind this effort, and the men and women of our military deserve our clear and unified support.
Mr. Obama said his administration's core principles remain the same after the Republicans won election victories, and acknowledged that he is not likely to agree with lawmakers on all of their proposed legislation.
Congress will pass some bills I cannot sign. I'm pretty sure I'll take some actions that some in Congress will not like. That's natural. That's how our democracy works. But we can surely find ways to work together on issues where there's broad agreement among the American people.
Asked at that news conference whether the White House would engage in a post-election recalibration, Mr. Obama said he would focus on improving the situation of the American people and not on his own ambitions.